Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you. We do bless you. We do praise you. There's absolutely no one like Father God. We come on this morning with heartfelt gratitude. So grateful for who you are and for all that you do. And as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we say thank you for one more day to rise, to shine, and to give you the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumbered. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against our lives, our day, and our destiny. And we say thank you for squashing it, blowing on the residue of it, Father. As we stand on your promises, we stand on your word, and we stand in victory. And we say thank you for the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, thanking you for it with all of our hearts. And now we want to surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day any way you want to do it. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless our services on this morning, Father. Bless the woman of God as she comes. Father God, anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. And we are not concerned about Satan being horrified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and where Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory be to God. This is his day. It's a day that he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Amen. That he invited us into today. We wouldn't be in this day if he hadn't invited us in. Amen. But we are so grateful that he has. We want to indeed welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here with us on this beautiful morning. Amen. And we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. We want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here. and Jesus is Lord. Amen. So enjoy the services to the extent that you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we have just celebrated our 12th anniversary. And so we are grateful to the Lord, amen, for bringing us this far by faith. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We pray that everybody had a good week, miraculous week, a week of peace, a week of favor, amen. And we always enjoy the Lord's blessings. We are today, let me see, we are embarking on day number 13, day number 13 of 21-day fast. So we're winding down. We're winding down. We'll be breaking on this weekend and upcoming the next 7 days or so. And so we want to thank God. It's been a glorious time of consecration, meditation, amen, and hearing the Lord's voice and all things good, amen. So we just want to thank God for it. Today, amen, coming to us to elaborate on what the Lord has given her to share with us, amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen, because she is indeed a soldier in the army. Amen, she's ready, she's equipped. Amen, she loves the Lord, she loves his word. Amen, she gets understanding in his word through the Holy Spirit. Amen, and well-educated, entrepreneur, just wonderful. Amen, a servant in his kingdom. And we thank God, amen, for her affiliations, amen, with the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen. So at this time, and I know her mother went on to be with the Lord, but I know her mother, Mother Wilson, poured into this sister here. Oh, boy, she left a heritage and an inheritance, amen, when she poured into our minister, Annette Wilson. Amen. Glory be to God all the way from Westchester. Amen. But we want to thank God. Amen. And she is here with us today. Amen. To share. So at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Annette Wilson, that we might receive her for her grace and receive her for her abilities on this morning. Good morning, Sister Annette. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. I am blessed and grateful, yes, and honored.
Amen.
I received that beautiful introduction.
It's yours. It's yours. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here.
Especially about my mother. Oh, God. That is so true. That is so true. And you.
Thank God for
you.
Mother Wilson.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. You say you think about me.
I said I could say that to you about your mother because he has planted some good seeds in you as well. It's amazing how God uses our parents to plant seeds and just to leave an inheritance and a legacy. It could either be good or it could either be bad. But in this case, it's good. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So true. Well put. Thank you. Amen. And the floor is yours, my sister.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, people of God. The blessed people of God. I thank God for you. And I'm just going to, I know you have been teaching, and I've been listening to the different ministers and preaching and teaching on fasting, and has blessed my soul. And while I'm going to work And it's just been a blessing from all the different speakers. So I'm not going to be before you long, but we're going to dive into the Word of God and let God use me. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Father, for the words, the Word of God that you place on the inside of me, Father God. I just pray, Lord, right now, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord, my God, my Redeemer. Father God, I ask that you would touch the people's ears and let them hear what thus saith the Lord. And let the word bring forth much fruit. Let it go deep down. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to be coming from out of the word of Isaiah. Isaiah 58:3-6. Fasting that pleases God. In this chapter, the book of Isaiah. The one that pleases God, known as the purifying fast, and the one that displeases God, known as the wicked fast. Yes, there is something called the wicked fast, which proves which powers of darkness embarks on every now and then. The kind of fast that would seek to manipulate God and people, the type that everybody will know you're fasting because you look gloomy, you're unapproachable, you're touchy, and you're religious. Isaiah, I'm going to start at verse 3. Okay. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your labors. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Amen. In this lesson, Isaiah reveals the nature of the kind of fast required by God that goes beyond the simple denial of food or drink for a time. People fast for all different kind of reasons and fast not only just to sustain from food, but they fast by, different holidays, especially around Easter and Lent and all that. They fast by giving up TV, giving up cigarettes or meat or alcohol. And then after the holidays, they go right back to their normal routine. They go back to their normal behavior. And although, people fast for certain reasons with good intentions, but most folks miss the point about fasting and what God requires of it. The typical Christian, when we think of fasting, we usually think of food and going hungry for a time and, praying. Although this may be true to an extent, the denial of food for a time is only a small part of what fasting is all about. So in the book of Isaiah, the prophet explains to the Jews what God requires when they fast and what a true fast is all about. And Isaiah speaks about the Jews and their misunderstanding, not only about the God, about God's requirement for a fast, but also their ignorance concerning those things that really please God. You know, and the first chapter, the first verse of Isaiah, Isaiah told them to cry loudly. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet and declare to my people their transgressions and to the house of Jacob their sins. This chapter begins as Isaiah quotes God as he is speaking directly to his people and telling them that they are sinners and that they need to know what their sins are. It's one thing to fast, and you fasting and praying, and you're not in repentance of your sins. You're not looking on deeply, looking at yourself in the mirror. As Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror, look at the man in the mirror. When we start looking at our sins and we start looking at what we are, what's ugly about us, that fast is really not, it's really not acceptable to God. It's not. Because Isaiah spoke repeatedly to them about this, but they ignored him. And they went about going about their own religious practices without noticing him or the words against them. Yet they seek me day by day and delight to know my ways as a nation that has done righteousness and has not forsaken the ordinance of their gods. They ask me for decisions. They delight in the nearness of God. Despite their wickedness, God says that they continually seek him to reward them with spiritual blessings. They act just like a people who actually obey him. They're not. They're just hypocrites, clueless. I think I heard Minister Hattie preach it. She taught on fasting, and she was talking about the hypocrites. You know, being and this is what Isaiah is saying to the Jews, because fasting is a religious it's a religious ceremony. You know, although it is a form of worship, but you got people in other religions that fast on a religion, that the Muslims fast. They fast during Ramadan. They fast, I don't know if it's another particular holiday, but you can fast all you want. But if you have not repented of your sins, and if you can't see the ugliness in yourself, you're just going through the motions. It's just a religious ceremony. You know, some people fast because, you know, like I said, you want to manipulate God or you want to manipulate people. And that's all religious. It's not a pure fast. Sometimes people fast because, oh, I'm going to turn over my plate. Oh, I'm believing God for this house. I'm believing God for this car. I'm believing God for a mate. And, you know, because we in the church, we as believers, we hear it so much. You got to turn over your plate. You want God to move. You got to turn over your plate. But if God has not told you to do the fast is not just for us getting things from God. But it's for us to hear from God and to purify our hearts and purify our spirits, purify our minds and purify our bodies, because there's benefits in fasting, you know, on a spiritual level or in a physical level as well. But if you fasting for the religious for the sake of religiosity, that's not an acceptable fast from God. You know, basically going through the motions. It says, why have we fasted and you do not see? Why have we humbled ourselves and you do not notice? God is not noticing the fast. And drive hard all your workers. In this verse, God mocks them by repeating their own words back to himself as a dialogue. In a discussion, they complain that they fasted, and yet God doesn't reward them in some way. That sounds familiar, don't it? Say, well, Lord, I done turned over my plate. Well, you're telling your friends, you're telling your loved ones, you're telling your sister or your brother in Christ, I've been fasting and I'm turning over my plate, and God still ain't moving. God still ain't answering. Because it's not a pure fast. It's a fasting of a manipulation. That's a wicked fast. God answers that. They fast externally. Perhaps, you know, like I said before, the religious ceremony. Person is not change. The proof is that they still treat others, their slaves and workers, with contempt in the pursuit of profit. You're doing it because of what I can get from it, what I'm going to benefit. How am I going to benefit from this? Behold, you fast for contention and strife and to strike with a wicked fist. You do not fast like you do today to make your voice heard on high. God describes the results of their so-called fast and tells them that it will not produce what they want. It won't reach heaven, meaning that their prayers won't be heard. Their so-called fast won't produce a more spiritual person. In fact, the way they perform this spiritual exercise will only increase their wickedness in God's eyes. Because you're doing it out of the flesh. You make it known to people, oh, I'm fasting, I'm fast. You got an attitude with it. God, don't get that out of here. Get that food out of my face. I'm fasting, I'm fasting. You're doing it out of contention and strife. And that's not a fast of God. God questions them on the externals that they meticulously follow in their fasting, to bow the head in prayer and humility, to dress humbly in rough garments and sprinkle ashes on the head as a sign of sorrow for sin. These externals were to represent a humble and contrite heart because of sin and failure, trial and sorrow, as in the case of Job, for example. In the end, these things signify a person's need for God and his salvation. Yes. So when we fasten, it should be the internal working on the inside, you know, because there's a reward in fasting. I'm not saying that, you know, you could fast and, you know, God don't answer your prayers. He answers your prayers, but is it the right kind of fast? Fasting is God's secret weapon, you know. So the first external sign of a true fast, number one, is mercy. In verse 6, is this not the fast which I choose to loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? We want yokes to be broken when we fast, and we want the bonds, we want those who we are interceding for and those we are to put on the altar. We want them to be delivered when we fast. It's not a fast about you know, the wickedness of the fast. We talk about the purifying of the fast. And we know that there's a lot of yokes that need to be broken and a lot of bondages that people need to be break free from. A yoke is a metaphor for a social oppression. It's a lot of oppressed people that are running around in this world, that are in our families, our friends and the church and neighbors and this, you know, in this whole world is a yoke of bondage. True fast will produce godly qualities. like mercy. Mercy that in the Jewish society showed itself in the freedom of those who were enslaved in one way or another, care for those who were in physical need, the hungry and the naked, the support of one's family. So mercy provided a great witness of our faith. God promises to heal the sadness of the soul, depression, anxiety, mercy being an antidote to depression. The merciful become acceptable to God and how they share in his glory, and their prayers will be answered. So fasting is not only a true fast produces a merciful and compassionate heart, which God rewards in a variety of ways. So when we fasting, God is touching our hard heart. He's getting the evilness. He's getting the ugliness out of our heart, that we can have compassion for those who are downtrodden, those who are hurting, those who are hungry, those who are naked, those who need clothing, those who need help from us as the church, as the people, as the body of Christ. A true fast produces truth. You're going to walk in truth. You're not going to walk in no deception. You're not going to be no hypocrite. You're going to walk in the truth because you're hearing the truth. The word of God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you or set you free. So that's another sign of a true fast. Sign that one's heart is turning towards God is a greater desire to be truthful. You ain't walking in a bunch of lies. And there we go again, the hypocrite. You're being hypocritical. Everything you say and everything you do is a lie. God does not like liars. You will not. You didn't turn a stink into God's nostrils because a liar. He hates a liar. A true fast will see this truthful attitude towards other returning and rewarded. Speaking the truth would do several things. As a people, they would experience peace and love and joy. The generation would be remembered as the one that rebuilt the nation and returned to its faith in the Lord. A true fast produces the clarity of vision and the ability to know and tell the truth, which is a first criteria for personal or national greatness. Because when you fast, a true fast, a purifying fast, you're going to be able to see you. You're going to be able to see those, what's the word I'm looking for? Father, thank you. You'll be able to see those weaknesses. You're going to see you. You know, some people say, yeah, you got it going on. Yeah, you doing this. You got that. You go ahead, girl. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. You doing it. You doing it. That's the external. But the inside is what God looks at. He see you all broken down and, you know, you lying. You living a double life and, you know, you're going to bed with women. You're going to bed with men and you're just living any kind of way. You're going through the motions. You're gossiping. You're backbiting. And all these things. You're living a lie. But a true fast produces clarity of vision, of greatness, of looking at yourself, of wanting to do better. Because none of us are perfect. Not nary one of us are perfect. We all got something we're dealing with. We all got something we're struggling with. But as long as you can recognize it and see, oh, I don't like that about myself. Oh, I ain't talking about the way you look. I don't like that about. I'm talking about the inside, the internal, the heart. Number three, a true fast produces holiness. That's funny because a lady on the job where I'm at, She's a born-again believer, and she was, it's amazing. This was just yesterday, and she was talking about how she, you know, how God been speaking to her. And she said, God just been showing me some stuff about myself that, you know, that I, you know, that I need to get it right. I need to get things together. And she said, you know, because if you're not living right, and he's telling me, I got to be holy. And I didn't say nothing. I just let her talk. But she was right on point. A true fast produces holiness. Because the word says, without holiness, no man going to see God. That goes back to being a hypocrite. That goes back to not living a double life. The 13th verse, it says, if because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own word, then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In that day, to truly keep the Sabbath meant that the individual sincerely gave himself over to the worship of the Lord on that day. The idea was to rest from worldly activity in order to spend it with the Lord. The Jews, however, created all kinds of loopholes to permit Sabbath keeping, but still do what they wanted to do. That sound like us. That sound like the church. That sound like the people of God. It's amazing what's running rampant in the church today. And much of what they did was sinful, even on the Sabbath. Yeah. Folks, you doing anything on the Sabbath day, you doing anything on the holy day, and you claiming that you're doing a fast, everybody, the first of the year, they want to, oh, we're going to do a 21-day fast, and then after the 21 days, you're back to doing what you was doing prior to the 21 days. And it's not acceptable. Not acceptable to the Lord. Because you're just going through the motion. It's just a religious thing. It's the external thing that we're going through. It's not a true fast. A true fast, however, will produce a sincere and acceptable worship. And this, in turn, will be blessed by the Lord in a variety of ways. They would actually benefit personally from their worship. They would truly get to know the Lord, experience him, and delight in their fellowship with him. The worship would yield the wisdom to know how to live a more godly life. God would feed them and satisfy them with the promise of a Savior. This was their heritage from Jacob. I'm just going to sum it all up. A true fast draws one nearer to God and form that fellowship comes the taste of eternal life with God and the courage to live faithfully until that time comes. If we were to read on, we would see that despite this admonition to offer God a true and sincere fast, the Jews continued their hypocrisy and were eventually crushed and taken into captivity by the Babylonian army. And that's what's happening right now today. There's so much boundness going on up in the church. There's so much, the people of God are so oppressed that the secular world and the unchurched is like, nah, I ain't down for that. You hear them talking. You know, different things that then happened and sparked in this country and the world. I can remember when it was, when it was George Floyd or, you know, it was with all that going on and folks, you know, the church world was there and then you had the secular world and the church, the world, the secular folks was like, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that. We got to do more. We got to do more. Because they see the hypocrisy of the church. It's like, where have you been? Where have you been before all these things are going on? We so busy in the four walls of the church, doing our thing, frying chicken, eating chicken dinners, selling chicken dinners, doing this and doing that, and the folks in the world are dying. The people in the world are oppressed and depressed. Oppression is so thick you can cut it. Because if the church has not been delivered, if the church are bowed down and you got the yoke upon you, and what, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing for the world, because we got to deal with us. Although it was written centuries ago to a people whose culture and history are very different than ours, Isaiah's admonition fits our modern situation today. In many ways, we play the same game with our religion, while God waits for us to offer him a true fast so he can bless us. He wants to bless his people. God is a, oh my God, God is a giver. He's a giver of life. He's a giver. God says, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you desires of your heart. He is not like us. He's not like man. 1 minute, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. And then as soon as you do something wrong, I ain't giving her nothing. I ain't giving him nothing. No, what you did to me, that ain't God. When God makes a promise, promise is a promise. Yes, yeah, it's some conditions that go along with that. But when we do a true fast and we do a purifying fast, he wants to give us. He wants to. He's a good father. He's a good father. He wants to bless his people. You know, I heard the different teachings about the benefits. There is a benefit in fasting. There's a benefit in doing a true fast, because he will bless us. He will loose the bonds. To loose, to undo, to let go free, and to break every yoke. That's right. That, in a nutshell, it wraps it up. In verse 7, it says, the poor who are cast out refer to those whose land and houses were expropriated and payments of debts. He wants to get rid of our debt. He wants to delete our debt. Because debt can be oppression as well. He wants to cancel. It says, this is the kind of fast, in verse 69, that I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, place, free the oppressed, and cancel debt. He still wants us to see mercy, truth, and holiness. And mercy, truth, and holiness is what this, what a pure fast is about. But we want to be fasting so that we can hear clarity, have clarity from the Lord. Let's make sure our religion is not just on the outside. Let's be absolutely sure that it's on the inside as well. Then and only then will it really make its way to the outside of our character and out into the community and the world, where we glorify God in Christ. So I just want to sum it up. people of God know that fasting, that's is God's secret weapon in order for God to hear and deliver us, to loose the bonds, to set the captives free, to break every yoke of bondage. As you continue to fast, as you continue fasting your 21 days of fast any time, fast for a day, fast every week, but know that when you fasting, you're fasting unto the Lord. You're fasting is internally as well as externally. Amen. And I pray that this teaching has blessed you, and that you can continue on to hear from God in your fasting. Pastor Bradford, I just want to turn it over to you. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. There it go. Here it is. My God. Amen. Glory. And I'm telling you, this here is the message, amen, that you need to hear again. If you signed in late, amen, you need to start over. If you was here, hear it again and again. Amen. Minister Wilson, fasting that pleases God. Amen. And I like the structure and how you broke everything down, because really, as you said, the Muslims fast Ramadan 40 days, okay, and they're committed to that, okay. Mm-hmm. I used to work with a couple of them. They said 40 days, it would be the heat of summer, okay, and they would go there 40 days, amen. But you said it's a true fast. Say, so, oh my God, here it is, y'all, amen, hallelujah. Talking about our ignorance concerning those things that please God. Hallelujah. Cut the religious ceremonies. See, because if it's not a true fast, it's just a religious ceremony. You said we have to repent. Glory be to God. Stop trying to manipulate God. See, in the fasting. Amen. But you talked about a pure fast, a true fast, a purifying fast. That's what we're talking about here. Glory be to hear from God. Not so much in God hearing from you, glory be to God, but it's us hearing from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Purifying fast, purifying our minds, our bodies, our spirits. Amen. An eternal fast is not pure. Amen. You called it a so-called fast. I like that. You said it won't reach heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fasting for what we can benefit. Glory be to God. But you spoke about that internal fast, the purifying fast. Glory be to God. Stop going through the motions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is a reward in fasting. Yeah, we know that. Glory be to God, as you said. Amen. Then you broke down the qualities, the godly qualities. A true fast, a purifying fast, produces godly qualities. And you spoke about the mercy, the truth, the holiness, bringing clarity, bringing vision. Glory be to God, doing away with all that hypocrisy. Amen. And then you summed it up so nicely. You said God's secret weapon. Fasting is God's secret weapons. And we know our God got secrets. But he reveals his secrets. Amen. God's secret weapon for him, glory be to God, is to hear and deliver us, and to break the bonds of wickedness and let the oppressed go free. My God, what a beautiful message.
Amen.
What a beautiful message. What a beautiful message, my sister. Amen. You just summed everything up for us. Glory be to God. Well, that would have been nice one to break on. Glory be to God. But Hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, right here in the middle of our fasting, amen, just awesome, deliberate, and excellence. And as we said, we see Mother Wilson. We see Mother Wilson is still living. She's living through her daughter's death. Amen. Glory be to God. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Amen. A true fast. Amen. A true fast. A true fast. Amen. Yes. That's it. That's our meditation today. Say, is your fast a true fast? Or as our minister Annette said and our deacon Hattie said yesterday, or is it one of those hypocritical fasts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're telling the truth, because people fast for 20 days, 40 days, whatever, and then when the fast is over, they're eating and then going back, going right back to where they picked off. Matter of fact, half of them didn't even leave it anyway. they were still being hypocritical in mm-hmm. the fast. And they go right back and right back. So what's the point? What's the point here, Gloria? If we're not changed, what's the point?
Yes.
Amen. A true fast. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Wow.
You're
wow,
welcome.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Come on back. Any announcements? Any announcements? Anything you want to share with us on your inner town and your part of the vineyard or your personal life? Amen. Ministry, whatever. We want to give you a minute or two to share if there's anything else you'd like to, amen, to say.
I just want to say that it's amazing how when you have that relationship with the Lord, and I'm not, I haven't really been fasting. I'm being truthful. I'm not going to play no games, you know. I haven't fasted with you guys because of the schedule that I'm on, but I've always fasted. Every week I would fast. So I would break my fast. And that's another thing is when you fast, and when you break your fast, don't break your fast with no heavy food. I'm quite sure you didn't already instructed your, you know, everybody. You know, break your fast with some fruit. You know, get into the habit of breaking your fast with fruit, and then go into a little bit of the liquids or the solids or whatever. But, you know, when you and it'll come like clockwork when you start changing how you eat, how you look at food. You know, certain things that you won't eat, certain things you'll get away from, because in the fast God will start ministering and speaking to you, and He'll speak through to you through dreams. And it's funny because, you know, I've been, like I said, on the way, driving and going to work, I've been listening to the different ministers teaching and preaching on the fast, and it has blessed my soul, seriously. Because everybody coming from a different angle, but they all on the same, on one accord. I started listening last week, all week, and then I listened yesterday, and it blessed my soul. So, you know, just continue to do what God has called you to do, and we'll see a difference in every area of your life. And as you listen to the words and continue to fast, God will speak to you through dreams. And he's been speaking through me through dreams, my night dreams, you know. And I truly believe it's just from just, you know, having a close relationship with the Lord. I see God moving in my life in ways that you wouldn't even think of. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say, just to encourage the people of God. Continue to listen to the pastor, and not only just to her, but continue to listen to God. Because we can listen, it can go in one ear and out the other. But when you really seeking God and seeking his face, yeah, it's the beginning of the year, it's the first of the month, and, you know, I need to hear from God. I need to get things right. I want to start this year, 2023, off right. And that's all I want to say. That's how God been using me and how he's been blessing me. But I've been blessed. I've been blessed listening and hearing the teachings. I'm telling you, it's been a blessing. That's all I want to say, Pastor Bradford.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. And that's definitely a mouthful. Amen. And we want to thank God for you. Thank God for the gifts. Amen. That's upon your life. Amen. You are definitely a teacher. You're definitely fivefold ministry. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God for the anointing too upon your life and just how God uses you. Amen. It's just a beautiful thing. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Our Minister Nett, we appreciate you. Amen and amen. You've been listening to our thank you. God bless you. You've been listening to our Minister Annette Wilson, amen, out of Westchester. And we want to thank God for this woman of God. And if you desire to have her to come and speak to your congregation, speak on your platform, your ministry, whatever you have going on, amen, her or any other of our ministers that you have been enjoying, amen, just reach out to us. Amen. Reach out to us and let us know. The most simplest way is to send us out an email. Communicate with us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. But if you can also visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and communicate with us there. We have our contact information. You can email us right from the website. And so please let us know, and we'll be happy to be a blessing unto you. Amen and amen. Okay, bless the Lord. Today is day number 13 of our fasting. We are fasting for the children. The Bible tells us, beloved, in Psalms 127:3, that children are an heritage from the Lord. Offspring, he's the heritage from the Lord, and offspring, a reward from him. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God, amen, for children. Thank God for children. Glory be to God. They're all born innocent, and they're all born as sinners. We were all born as sinners, shaving in iniquity. Thank God for our children. See? And you never know, amen, what they're going to be when they grow up. You never know, amen. The Bible uses the analogy of the bow and the arrow, okay? So the parent's job, amen, is to, you know, you stretch the bow, okay? That's the training, amen. That's the prayer. That's the guidance that we give to the children. And then you just release the arrow, and it hit wherever it hit. So they make their own choices. A lot of times they depart from the faith, but the Bible says don't worry about it. They're coming back. Amen. So let us pray for the children, beloved. And that's all children. When I say children, I'm talking about starting from the embryos. Really, in my mind, I'm thinking about age 35. You know, but just pray for them all. You know, the ones in godly homes, ungodly homes, those in orphans. The orphans, the boarding homes, every situation, you know, children that are being abused sexually, mentally, physically, children that were born with a silver spoon in their mouths, you know, just pray for them. Pray for them. Glory be to God. And that's what we're going to do. Not just our children. We're talking about our children. We're talking about the children of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This generation here is very confused, and the devil has his hands on their minds. But as our minister Wilson shared with us today, amen, we go into that true fasting, see, one that pleases God, see, we'll break those yokes in this generation. Wednesday. So we want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray. And then tomorrow, amen, Lord's willing, our prayer petition is worldly conflict. Worldly conflict. And please, we want to put an emphasis on nuclear war. Okay, we want to erase the threat of nuclear war. All right, so we know what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, and even the threats that's been coming against the United States. Most of these countries know better, but we're not exempt. Look, America is a great country. They say make it great again. America has always been great. God bless America. But we're not infallible. And we need to repent. Let us pray, beloved. Worldly conflict. Worldly conflict. Amen. So that's our petition on tomorrow. And the scripture. So I gave you the scripture for today. The scripture for tomorrow is Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. All right. So God is about peace. He's the author of peace. Yes, beloved, we know we're living in the last days. We know the Bible says that all these things will come to pass, but that does not exempt us from praying for them. We just can't sit back and say, oh, the Bible says it's going to happen, so I ain't got to pray. You know? No, we walk by faith and not by sight. All right, so those are our two petitions, and then we will wrap up, amen, next week. Amen. One more week to go. Amen. We're on the home stretch now. Amen. And it's been good. It's been good. It's been good. Amen. It's going to be better. Amen. And we just want to thank God. Thank God. Thank God for all of you who have served this week. All of you who have served this week. We want to thank you for manning the altar of prayer. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we started this week with our Minister Kathy, amen, glory be to God, coming out of the book of Esther. Our Minister Estelle coming out of the book of Nehemiah, amen. And then yours truly, amen, I came forth on Wednesday speaking about the belly God. Our deacon-elect, Tyrone, amen, minister to us through Psalm 69, amen, humbling ourselves before the Lord, amen, hallelujah. And our Deacon Hattie on yesterday, amen, glory be to God, about the stop bringing attention to yourself and come out of the hypocritical, amen. And then today, amen, on the true fast. So thank you so much, all of you who have served this week in any capacity. We thank you. And we appreciate you. Amen. So we're looking forward to today, looking forward to tomorrow. Amen. If you're available tomorrow, come back. We'll be right here at 12 o'clock tomorrow for our Sunday service. And then we'll be back at 9 p.m. tomorrow night on social media. Amen. We do service two times on Sundays. Amen. So come on and join us and bring somebody else back with you. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. That concludes our services for today. Amen. Glory be to God. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, your fasting is in vain. Your fasting is in vain. If you have not confessed your sins to the Lord, I'm talking about if you're born again, but you still haven't confessed your sins. See, because y'all know we messing up all the time. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. So your first move, the first order of action is our repentance. If we confess and forsake our sins, then God said he will have mercy on us. Amen. So that's the first thing. Amen. Give your heart to Jesus. So we just want to take just about 30 seconds here and lead you to Christ. Come on, just repeat after us. If you do not know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins, today is your day. Today is your day. This is your day. Amen. So just repeat after us. Father, I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins. I open my heart. I open my mouth. I invite Jesus in to live and be my Lord and be my Savior. Save my soul. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you for giving me another chance. Thank you. Now I ask that you would lead me and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. There it is. There it is. Beloved, there's no script. There's no script for salvation. You're talking from your heart. See, the main thing is you ask God to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus in. Anything else is extra. Glory be to God. That's what God wants to hear. Amen. Because if we will believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we shall be saved. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've been waiting on you. God been waiting on you. Please reach out to us at lifewordjesusamen.org. We want to hear from you. And know how we can encourage you, pray with you, and help you to grow and to your full salvation. Amen and amen. It's been my pleasure to serve, amen, in this capacity. Thank God for divine strength, amen, that carries me, amen, from day to day. Amen. Thank you for your prayers for me. And believe me, you, I am praying for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the unadulterated word on the true fast. Oh, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. The true fast. That pleases you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, we know that your word will never, never, never return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And we say thank you. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we're going to do today, Father God, help us not to lean to our own understanding, and please help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of retaliation is bound. Every spirit in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, thank you again, Minister Wilson. Amen. We appreciate you so much. Amen. And everybody have an awesome day. Apostle Alfreda signing out. Blessings.